We're in 82.
So we're studying in the study of Ten Sefirot, part 16, volume 6, the meaning of the words, item 62. What is Havaya Dema De Alefin? What is Havaya Dema De Alefin? There are two Bechinot of lights and vessels in the world of correction. The first is what's left of the light and kelim in the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim, and also what is sorted out of the Melachim de Mitu. These are called Bon, or the old light. And from there, or the Nukvin of the Potsufim of Atzilut is made. The second Bechina are what came out again from the Zivugim for the sake of the world of Atzilut, Gufei, in the meaning of the light that came out of the illumination of Metzach Deak. Also, all the Zivugim in the world of Atzilut are discerned to be a new light in the value of the lights Debon. That's the meaning of Vayad Dema De Alefin that came out of Metzach Deak, and from these lights and vessels, all the Partsufim of the Zcharim in the world of Atzilut were made. Again, what is Havaya Dema De Alefin? There are two Bechinot of lights and vessels in the world of correction. The first is what's left of the lights and vessels of the Ten Sefirot de Nikudim, and also what is sorted out of the Melachim de Mitu. These are called by the name Bon, or the old light, Or Yashan. From them, all the Nukvin of Potsufi Atzilut is made. The second Bechina is what re-emerged from the Zivugim for the sake of the world of Atzilut Gufei, the meaning of the light that came out of the illumination of Metzach Deak, and also all the Zivugim in the world of Atzilut are discerned to be a new light, Or Chadash, of the lights of Bon. That's the meaning of Havaya Dema De Alefin that emerged from Metzach Deak, and from these lights and vessels, all the Partsufim of Zcharim were made in the world of Atzilut.
Questions?
Rav, we're talking about the Potsufim of Nikudim that precede in the cascading, they come before the Tzilut, right?
Yes.
So why, how, if you can explain why first the Potsufim of the female, the Nekivotka, emerge?
Female, because they have a deficiency in them that needs to be corrected. The world of Nikudim was shattered, it's lacking, and the world of Atzilut corrects it. Another question? Meaning, the world of Nikudim emerges. In essence, if there was no, if it wouldn't shatter, it would be the end of correction. It shattered. Why? Because it was revealed that there was a concealed, very big will to receive there, that it was not taken into account, and they couldn't. Well, if, let's say, they would discover that they have the stony heart, if that had been revealed, they wouldn't do the Zivuk. If they wouldn't do the Zivuk, they wouldn't discover that there is some kind of, what kind of intensity the stony heart has, and you couldn't mix it with the Kilim of Bestol. And if you wouldn't mix the bad with the good, you wouldn't have to have the light that's illuminating upon them to correct the evil by the good that is already included in it by the shattering. Is that clear? Hello? Not exactly Michael, right? Yes? Okay, so therefore, the shattering is a positive thing. It's a necessary thing to happen. And this is already, it's not just like that happened, that someone, something happened. But rather, from in sof, it's already known, it's clear, that you can't connect good and evil in a regular way, because they can't connect according to their qualities, on one hand. On the other hand, according to the choice that there is in the Kli, it cannot work with the will to receive. So it will be in order to bestow. There is no such thing if the will to receive is Pchinadalit. And in the rest of the Pchinot, it can work in order to bestow, but it doesn't work with the actual will to receive. It works with the quality of bestowal that is above the will to receive. And then it turns out that there's no choice, but rather we must shatter the vessels. Through the shattering of the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal intermingle. And slowly, slowly, through the upper light that influences them, you can do this mixture, a certain sorting of how many vessels of reception we have, how many vessels of bestowal we have in each and every part, how all those parts can be sorted from the heavy to the light, so that as we correct, it will help correct the more blemished kli and even more blemished and so on. And that's how it's done. That's why the world of Nikodim is all called Bon, even though it's greater than the world of Atzilut, because that's where the immense world will to receive was revealed. And the world of Atzilut is called, compared to it, Ma. But it's small, right? But it knows how to correct. In small doses. And also not to touch the stony heart itself. But slowly, slowly, through those corrections, it's like Rabash would say, where he dips his cake in whiskey, he's not drinking whiskey. But it's there. Eventually, it's all there inside. That's how it is. Is that clear? Itay? Use that. It's good. Yes.
Why do you have to correct the stony heart itself? Isn't it enough that out of this stony heart you what bestowal means discerns? Isn't that enough?
That's a very good question. Very good question. Do we have in the stony heart something to correct that remains? Does something remain in the stony heart? If we correct all the sorts of incorporation that of the stony heart in all the Pchinot. In truth, the stony heart itself we don't correct. And therefore, I can't even say it with words. You can find many words, but the bottom line is it remains such that it's impossible to correct it because it is opposite. It's in the complete opposite way to the light. Meaning there, in its foundation, in the foundations of foundations, there's something that is so contradicted to the light that there cannot be between them anything that connects them two together. But just as the Creator created existence from absence, which only the upper light is capable, and how, don't ask, I don't know how. Such is the end of correction, that correction of the stony heart. And in what way, I don't know. It's also on him. So all the forms of incorporation, of course it's upon us to correct, because that's incorporation. And what cannot be incorporated with, which is the truly point, that last point that the Creator created, that he says, I created the evil inclination. It, I don't know what's with it. I don't know. Maybe it's written in some place, like some kind of hints about it, but I don't think that someone has reached it and can say something about it. Out of experience, there is no such thing. That's how it seems to me. I don't know. There are things that we will live and we will see. You can explain about this for hours. You can philosophize about it and so on, but the bottom line is the fact that he created existence from absence, and now he needs to create the absence from the existence. And that's it. I have nothing more to add to that. Okay? Fine, let's go. What are you now lifting your hands? Where? Jerusalem. Ah, okay. Don't give him, you ask. He's asking all the time.
They don't want to ask. We read that there are two b'chinot of lights and vessels in the world of correction. The first is what's left of the light and kelim of the ten sefirot of Nikudim. The question is, what is left of the lights and kelim in the ten sefirot of Nikudim?
First of all, what remains in Nikudim? So I'm asking you, what remains in the world of Nikudim after the shattering?
Reshimot.
Only? No. We have Keter and Abba V'ima that remains there that do not belong to the shattering. And only Zon shattered Katnut and Gadlut. That's one thing. Secondly, the shattered Kilim remain, and from them all the Gadlut of the world of Abiyah are erected. And Gadlut of the world of Abiyah comes from the Reshimot that remain after the world of Nikudim, not from the contradictions themselves, because Nikudim came out of Bet Aleph's second restriction, and Gadlut Dalet Gimel. And the world of Atzilut emerges on Reshimot Aleph Shoresh and Gadlut Dalet Gimel. So from the we have many discernments that remained above Parza, from Keter Rabbi Nima, that's Gar of Nikudim, the Rosh of Nikudim, only the Goof shattered, and that takes Atzilut, as Atzilut takes that as Nukvaot and fills them as the females. The whole worlds of Abiyah are meant. All that we have after the world of Nikudim is in order to fill and restore and re-erect the world of Nikudim in Gadlut. That's the end of correction. When is the end of correction? When the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, with the Klipot, with all that's in them there, they will take the world of Nikudim and will reconnect it correctly and reach, and that will be the end of correction. Gemar Tikkun. That's how it works. Altogether, we are always complementing, completing the deficiencies that were revealed before us. That's how it is. Well, we will talk about that. Let's go.
Item 64. What is Harkanat Rosh, bowing down the head? What is bowing down the head? The mochin desag that Abba Ve'ima bestow for the sake of Bria are not a zivug for Abba Ve'ima in their place, meaning from the place they stand in Chagat Derech Anpin. Rather, they come down and they unite with the Ishsut that clothes them from Chazen below in Arech Anpin, and they clothe in Zon. Then Malchut De'ima touches the Parsab, which is below the Atzilut, and in this way, Mochin de Abba Ve'ima is made. And the Mochin emerge as Chasadim that are secreted from Chochmah. And Zivug de Abba Ve'ima is called Zivug of Harkanat Rosh, bowing down the head, because the Gal are bowed down, they are down below for the mating in the place of Nehi de Arech Anpin, and as the Masach, which is included in the Parsa and the Siyum of Atzilut. Again, what is Harkanat Rosh? The Mochin de Sag, when Abba Ve'ima bestow for the sake of Bria, are not as a Zivug for Abba Ve'ima in their place, meaning from the place they stand in Chagat de Arech Anpin. Rather, they come down and unite with the Ishsut that clothes them from Chazeh and below the Arech Anpin. And they clothe in Zon. Then Malchut De'ima touches the Parsa, which is below the Atzilut. In this way, Mochin de Abba Ve'ima is made, and the Mochin emerge as Chasadim that are secreted from Chochmah. And Zivug de Abba Ve'ima is called Zivug of Harkanat Rosh, because the Gal are down below, they bow themselves in order to make a mating in the place of Nehi de Arech Anpin, and as the Masach, which is included in Parsa and the Siyum of Atzilut.
It's a little complex. I will try. I can't draw it today. Depict yourselves. We have Atik, Archanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Five Partzufim in Atzilut. Gershon, look at me. Atik is Keter, Archanpin is Chochma, Abba Ve'ima Bina, including Yeshut, Zeranpin and Malchut. Five Partzufim. From the general Tabu till the Parsa, you have five Partzufim standing of Atzilut there. And the shattered Kilim and all the problems are below the Parsa. How can you awaken those below the Parsa, including us? How, you're here? How can we wake you up? Is it possible? It's possible. How? Abba Ve'ima, which are Gar of Bina, the upper three of Bina, which is bestowal, it's love. Ima begets, she wants to give birth. Abba Ve'ima. Abba is Chochma, Ima is Bina. They have forces. They're bestowing below. And they are in the place where actually Chochma ends. This is where Chochma ends. That's the Chazeh of Arichanpin. Below the Chazeh of Arichanpin, that's where the lower seven, Zat of Bina or Yeshut. So they bestow from above to the Chazeh, to below Chazeh, the light of Chasadim. There's a little bit of illumination of Chochma, we'll talk about that, where that comes from below upwards. And then, Ima, which bestows the light of Chasadim to Yeshut, especially Ima, she touches also through Yeshut on Zon and Parsa, which are below Zon of Atzilut. Does everyone feel, understand the diagram that we're drawing here? So she illuminates through, because it's Chasadim, which is expressed from the Chochma, she shines through the Parsa to all those that are below the Parsa. And all of a sudden, everyone, you know, all of them, including everyone, including even His Honor here. Well, doesn't matter. Everyone starts to wake up, all those below Pursa, and starts to think that, well, we need a different life. Maybe a little bestowal, a little connection, maybe something. Because this life loses, especially now we're going to be talking at some point about what illuminations are in our world and how it influences, how it operates on us. As we will start to feel that in our kelim, against our kelim, there is no light of Chochmah. There isn't and there can't be. We have come to the concealed, finite, that's, there's no more than that. We can close the business. We can close the club, as they say. But what shines is the light of Chasadim. As if we somewhat connect, somewhat unite, there's a different life, in a different style, not by profiting and stealing and beating each other up, but rather kind of on the, to the contrary, where out of not from being able to discover life in the vessels of reception, we turn to the vessels of bestowal. Maybe there it's possible. This is possible. I even read, by the way, lately, such articles that due to the whole mess in Europe, they're starting to look at the Russians, at Czech, at Germany that was before. How they had their life was better off, maybe lesser in many ways, but everything was arranged. Each had work, each had earning, there was security, each of them had schooling and healthcare and all those things. You know, for a regular person, of course, that social approach of socialism was good for them. if there's a possibility to profit and succeed, of course everyone wants to break the borders and break it all. But like today, in the state of the crisis, everyone says, you know, give me that security from today to tomorrow like it used to be. This is what Chassadim gives. So at a time where there is no light of Chokhmah, there is no filling to profit, to succeed, to kind of tear up the whole world, so it's good in Chassadim. And then these Kelim begin to awaken. And then the light of Chassadim can awaken them. And then they're willing to rise to Atzilut to be like, to be with the Bestol. Because in Bestol, you feel life. There's no choice. This is called first in coercion and then with your will. And that's where you start to get corrections. It's simple. Soon we will start to seeing these things with our very eyes, how this is all happening, and we'll be able to bound it together with the diagrams and all our explanations. That was 64? Okay. So the bowing down of the head is considered that we're operating below the degree that we're in. 66.
What is the beginning of the ascents of Shabbat? The beginning of the ascents of Shabbat is in the eve of Shabbat, in the fifth hour, the meaning of Hei Yetera Dayom Hashemi. Again, what is the beginning of the ascents of Shabbat? The beginning of the ascents of the Shabbat is in the eve of Shabbat, in the fifth hour, and the meaning of the extra hay of the sixth day.
What is the secret of the additional hay of the Friday? It's like some kind of mantra. What's happening here? We really don't know. We will try at some point to understand how it works. We can, but the inner mechanism from which it stems, why there's an awakening from above, and in what way it operates itself and works, that's not simple. Because that's connected to the four phases of direct light. In the four phases of direct light, we have all of the roots to what's happening, even on the lowest degree. So, how are the ascents of Shabbat, the holidays, the days, the years, the months, the years, all the changes that occur stem from there? But to see it there is impossible. We'll talk about that later. That gets clarified in Zona Vatzilut. We'll once maybe learn that with Ramchal. It's there a little, not so much, it's not so much commented upon. Bar-Aslam really shortened when it came to this. There's in the Agra, there's in Ramchal a little from the relations between Zeranpin and Malchut in the world of Atzilut and how they execute the actions upon us. But when they carry out those actions on us, they don't do those actions on us, Zona Vatzilut. They're not capable of doing so. They raise their man above to Ein Sof, and Ein Sof begins to couple there and to bring down a new light, and that is called the awakening from above. And when we say, and we say that it comes from Ein Sof, but what awakens it is Zona Vatzilut. Why? Because in Zona Vatzilut, all the lacks of all the shattered vessels are rooted. And that's why it knows to do that. It has a mechanism of relations of the Partzuf of Zeranpin and Malchut, as they are very complex, these Partzufim, Zeranpin and Malchut of Atzilut. And how they turn towards each other in Panim and Achoraim, Galgalta Einaim, and of and the chap and all of that, and they create each time according to the shattered kilim that need to connect to them, to rise and connect to them, they create each time new states, meaning they are establishing or maybe disclosing deficiencies. As these deficiencies rise as man up throughout all the Batzafim to Malchut of Insof, and from there, from the light of Insof, the new lights arrive, and then they're accepted in us as seconds and minutes and hours and day and night and new heads of months and all the Sabbaths and all the things that have to do with time. And we, through our actions, can already hasten that, but only hasten times, not change, not change the order of the times. Good. Next. Is that okay? Again, Jerusalem, this is, it's just like that. We'll ask.
Can I ask about bowing down the head?
No. You can't. What you hear in the middle of the explanation, you can't ask, because we're touching upon all the things when we do the explanation. You can ask me now from four phases to the end of all the actions. Well, how could that be? The bowing down is the parzuf that does ivuga vaka upon a pchina that is lesser than it. In short. No more than that. That's it. Samech Zayin.
67. What is hitpashtut, expansion from the outside? When mochin expand from the upper to the lower, the essence of the mochin and the root remains in the upper's internality. Only their illumination spreads out from outside the upper to the lower's place, because the lower is clothed on the externality of the upper. Again, what is the expansion from the outside? The mochin, as they expand from the upper to the lower, the gist of the mochin and the root remains in the upper's internality. Only their illumination spreads out from the outside of the upper to the place of the lower, because any lower is clothed on the externality of the upper.
Questions? There are no questions about this, and there? Also none. That's clear. Okay, next.
68. What is growing further away from the upper light? Anyone who's closer to the vacant space is discerned to be further away from the upper light. What is growing distance from the upper light? Anyone who is closer to the vacant space is discerned to be further away from the upper light.
What an unclear definition. It's not that you're distancing from something. As close as you are to something, that's how you're measuring how much you're distancing. Do you understand it? You're looking at me like I'm talking nonsense. It's right between us, but anything that is closer to this vacant space is considered as more distant than the upper light. How can we measure such a thing? Where it's further or closer to the upper light, according to whether it's closer or further from the vacant space. Why can we measure ourselves towards the vacant space and not towards the upper light? Well? Don't say half a word. Stand up and cry it out.
The space is vacant of the light of Chassadim. Maybe there is no Chassadim, so we're far from the upper light.
Yes, it could be. Meaning, why does he say it like that? Probably because anyone who is closer to the place that's called the void, vacant space, is considered that he's more distant from the upper light, meaning that, that towards the vacant space I can measure myself. Towards the upper light I can't measure myself. So I replace this measurement with that measurement. There are many questions that accompany this. How do I measure? Is it really equivalent? Is it truly equivalent? Okay, next.
69. What are the first six sfirot of Bria until the Chazeh? What are the first six sfirot of Bria until the Chazeh? The first six sfirot of Bria are discerned to be as if there were a prominence out of the world of Atzilut.
Just like a pregnant woman, yes?
That's the meaning of the 70 amma, a measurement of distance, and the remnants that add to the city, the meaning of the conception of a city, ibur avir.
Again?
What are the first six sfirot of Bria until the Chazeh? The first six sfirot of Bria are discerned as if they were a prominence of the world of Atzilut. That's the meaning of the six amma and the remnants that add to the city as the conception of a city.
It's a very interesting thing. It's a very big correction and a very important one too. Why? Because without it, we wouldn't extend any prina. We wouldn't give birth to children. How is it called that I give birth to children? I pass on to the lower degree something from my qualities. Meaning, from Atzilut, Zon of Atzilut, you extend, and it's not them themselves, but Bina, they're extending the qualities of Bina. As Ima, Ila, from there, they take from their upper and extend it downwards from them. Without that, there is no chance whatsoever of development. The force of Bina in such a manner is passed on from the upper to the down, to the lower one, through this prominence, through this 70 amot, or shira, which is another measurement from that area like we learned. Well, there are many ramifications here. Questions?
Do they extend it through internality or externality to the lower?
If Zon of Atzilut extend the light of Chasadim through them to their internality to the worlds of Bia?
Yeah, the internality of Bia or the externality of Bia?
No, to the internality. It's truly within the Kelim of Bria, in the first six, until the Chazev Bria, Chabad Chagat, until the Chazev, the world of Bria, there's a place where Bina truly dwells there. Bina. And therefore, that part seemingly didn't emerge to Atzilut, but it belongs to Bria. But it's as if it didn't go out to Atzilut. In a situation that's very, very special, very unique. I can't say. Let's say you're passing a border. So there's a place where it's not what was and not what will be. There's like a certain, some interim space. Where neither one is governing in that area, something like that. But with many qualities, imagine to yourself that this is the womb. This is the womb. It's not. It's the representative of the Creator in the lower ones. This mechanism within every female, no matter what animal, woman, or anything, it's a wonder, and that's one of the wonders of nature, because it's similar to the quality of, to an action of the Creator.
In item 67, he says the mochin spread from the upper to the lower, and the essence of the mochin remains in the upper. And internally, only their illumination spreads from outside of the upper to the lower place.
Yes.
But it spreads as if to the externality, or he's still talking about spreading into the internality?
No, no, it's within the Sefirot of Bria. It's not like a clothing on something. It's within the Sefirot of Bria. More? There are questions. Kiev. Well?
This part, the Ibur of the Ir, the conception of the city, that's the place until which you can go down to the left line and correct what we talked in the previous part of the lesson?
In the place of Ibur Shel Ir, until Chazev Bria, and even till the Chazev Yetzirah, there are laws of the world of Atzilut. Meaning, over there, there is protection. Where the Kelim of reception won't jump, won't control. That's considered, in the world of Atzilut, this is called Etzlo. Etzlo meaning like in his place, like as in where there's the light of Chochmah that controls, and then whoever's in the world of Atzilut is in under the authority or responsibility of the upper, we should say. Whereas below the world of Atzilut, also in the first six of Bria, there too, there's still the inspiration of the world of Atzilut. That's called Iburo Shel Ir, the conception of the city. This is the 70 measurements of space from Atzilut. Every wall that surrounds a city, called the city, and the 70 paces outside of that wall of the city is still considered part of the city, even though it's outside of it. Yes. Yes.
Can we make this analogy between our internal work we talked about in the previous part of the lesson, which is the left line, when I join it, add it to myself when I'm on the right?
I don't know. Kind of like that, immediately I can tell you. In our work, where in our work do you have the world of Atzilut, the world of Bria? I can't say it that way. No. No. Leave it. It's not worthwhile for you. You won't understand it this way or that way. It's best to grasp what's written here, even schematically, and that's it. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, worldly. With your permission, Rav, can I ask about number 66? 68? Sorry.
Yes.
It's written, what does it mean to grow further away from the upper light? Anyone who is close to the vacant space, this is discerned to be further from the upper light. According to the way I see it, I'm probably wrong. Growing some distance from the upper light is further away from the bestowal. And
right, right. Yes, that's the answer. But here the question was, why are we measuring it according to the vacant space and not according to the distance from the light? Even though we don't have light yet. But towards that vacant, we still have that.
Thank you.
Okay, next. We came to
Asia. Ken.
Asia. Yes, Asia.
Asia. Hello.
Sorry, Rav, it's the new software, so we're not used to it yet.
Wonderful, wonderful. You talked well. We continue. Does it have to do with the free will? Was that the place that we talked about before?
Repeat your question.
Is the vacant space... Is that vacant space have to do with free will?
Is the vacant space the place of free will?
The place for the influence of the light?
No. I can't. I'm sorry to say no and not to explain, but I have no choice. No. We'll talk about it. Free choice when I'm between the clear discernments and I can't connect them together. Because in my mind they don't fall into place. They don't fall together into place. Then I have to rise above them, and then I can connect them together in faith above reason, and that's called free choice. Haifa. Alex, you have to connect to all these guys and to explain what equipment they need, how to connect correctly. You see, every day we get more and more people gathering, so we should have so that everyone can enjoy it. Haifa.
Hello, on item 67 it's written that the mochin that expand from the upper to the lower, it's like they're illuminating within the lower one, as if they're shining in the 75 degrees, basically.
What's 75?
So we have, if we have 125 degrees...
67, the mochin that come out from the upper to the lower, the gist of the mochin and its root remains in the upper, in internality, and only the illumination spreads out of the upper to the lower's place, because the lower is clothed on the externality of the upper. So... What 75 here?
Because if I'm going from the world of Atzilut to the world of Briah, if I understand, there's the world of Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah. So actually you have the correction of 25 degrees there.
Where did he take this? Where is that written?
How are the mochin expanding from the upper to the lower?
First I'm asking you.
They go up to the world of Atzilut, no?
Mister, don't bring me your theories. I'm asking, where did you take that number 75 from?
Three worlds, Asira, Yetzira, and Bria. And together, each world is 25, so together, 3 times 25, it's 75.
Wow.
That's how I understand it.
And then what?
And then the question is, after all, there's 125 degrees, and the whole correction is in the world of Atzilut. A person is supposed to rise from the world, the lower worlds, towards Atzilut, and then you get illumination that corrects in the lower worlds. That's how I understand what we're learning so far.
I hope you're the only one who understands it this way. So the question, without any interpretations, what is the question?
How do you rise from the world of Atzilut upwards? Because there's still 50 degrees left.
Forget about the 50 degrees. Now don't add your numbers because they're completely wrong. How to rise from the world of Biyah to the worlds of Biyah to Atzilut?
Yes, okay.
By the light that reforms. The light that illuminates from above begets a deficiency, and then the broken vessels with additional deficiency in them, recognition of evil, they can rise to Atzilut. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
And there are no 75 or 50 or nothing. Don't start with these things because you won't find them. You won't find any place that's what it says. You can write a new study of the Ten Sefirot, but we're not going to use it. Do you have anything else in the plan or only tests? What?
We have...
We have the essence of the religion and the purpose of religion and its essence. Hey, are you sorry we're closing the book? Who's in favor of continuing? Who's in favor of the essence of religion and its purpose? Let's move on.